As you have seen, Colombia is such a diverse place that sometimes it is hard to make sense who you are. I know that for a Korean, it's not a big problem to say, this is my culture, this is how my people look like, this is how my people eat. But for a Colombian, that can be very, very different. On one hand, you can have the African people from the Pacific. In other hand, you can have the people wearing jackets in the mountains in the Andean region. So it becomes really, really difficult. And identity is something that Colombians struggle with. So let me tell you about the way that in my life I have experienced this shaping of identity. Let's go to the next one. And I will get very personal here, sharing pieces of my life. So that baby right there is I. And let's go next. And that one is also I. So that's the kind of picture that normally you don't want your mother to show, right? But in this case, I have decided to show you this to let you know that I was once a baby. And as a baby, I did not choose the place where I was being born or the kind of family that I had or the language that I learned. I was just available for me to learn any culture, for me to shape an identity. I didn't have much to choose. And it is the same with both of us, with all of us. For example, if any of you would have been born in Colombia, we would be speaking the same language and maybe thinking in a similar way. But that is not the case. So what is it that makes us different? Well, I think that culture and identity have something to do with it. So as I grew up, I started to learn some of the customs and situations that are proper and native of my country. One of those is the Spanish language, okay? Not Colombian, Spanish language. And I remember in this picture to the right, I remember that day, because that day I was having problems because I could not tie my shoelaces, okay? Everyone was doing it in a way that for me was very, very difficult. So my nana, or the person who took care of me, she taught me a different way. Until today, I do it in that other way. So most likely, when we compare how we tie our shoelaces, I do not do it as the majority of people. Until today, being 26 years old, I don't know how you guys do it with one circle and then the loop. And no idea. But these kind of things reflect that we are learning. And your environment has a lot to do with the way that you grow. In the first picture, you can see my mom. And my mom is a very hardworking woman. It is a woman who always gave it all for us. In that time when I was alone, my sister was not yet born. She was really, really trying to give her best for me, even though she was going through a lot of personal conflicts. And I will share also a little about that. So identity and culture are related. But the interesting thing is that identity is not something static. It is not something that you create in yourself and it stays like that forever. Rather, identity is something that is constantly changing. Even more, we could talk about a past, a present, and a future identity. So let's take a look at this. This is my birthday number 4. And I also have a very vivid memory of this day. Maybe it is the earliest memory that I have in my life. This birthday, I was waiting for my dad to come. Because he had fought with my mom just a few weeks before or a few days before, and the fight was very strong to the point that he decided to leave the house, and after that day he never really came back as a father who lives with his son. So I was in that process of trying to understand where is my dad. I remember that my mom would give me a meal and I would save the sausage or something waiting for my dad to come. So in this birthday of my 4th year of life, I had the opportunity to see my father again after that fight that had happened before. And my dad is right there with the afro to my right. But this picture also tells me that after that, I started changing because it was my mom who was there. You see her in the picture. And she was the one guiding me. She was the one teaching me. But she was also the one working for me. And that implied that she could not really spend a lot of time with me. That implied that I had to stay at home with locked doors in order to be safe, right? That was the philosophy. We didn't have enough money to pay someone to take care of me. So she would go 5 a.m. or 4:30 a.m. out of the house, work all day, and come late at night just to meet me there. So she cooks in the morning, leaves the food, and early in life, I learned how to warm up my own food, and that definitely changed my identity. It made me, along with my personality, it made me a very introvert person. Now, when you talk about Colombians, the standard Latin American and the standard Colombian is a person like this, who loves soccer, who loves sports, who loves dancing. I'm not any of those. So where is my identity in the Colombian setting? I don't like soccer, or maybe I could have liked it if I were good in it, but I'm not. I'm really, really bad at soccer, really bad at anything that has to do with sports. I don't like dancing in the same way. So where do I fit in all of that? And where do you fit in your own culture and your own identity? You know, I read or I watched a video recently, and this guy was saying that for human beings, it is very easy to look at the past, look at pictures like these ones, and say, oh, I have changed a lot. I am very different now from what I was there. But it is very, very hard for human beings to say the same about the future. Oh, I will change a lot. 10 years from now, I will be totally different. And that is a problem because we live in the past and we assume, it is that a human tendency, we assume that every single thing we are now is what we are and it will stay like that. That's so very false. So identity is dynamic. Identity changes. And along those changes, you face something that I call the identity crisis. The moments that really shape you in such a way that they have the power to change who you are and who you'll be for the next years. I had one of those crises. Let's go to the next slide. Like I said, when my dad left me. After that point, I consider my family to be a happy family, and I had hopes that everything will stay like that. But my dad left my mom, then he got married to another woman, and when I learned that this other woman was pregnant, I was really losing hope that I would ever have a family like it should be. So that deeply, deeply scarred me and shaped the person who I am now. Another of my crises was many years later when my grandmother died on my lap. That also changed me. And along your life, maybe you can name your crisis, the situations that come to your life and mark you in such a way that really define, at least to a great extent, who you are now, why you are the person you are now. So there are crises. But I also believe that in spite of those crises, your identity can be redefined. Your identity, even if you are an adult, even if you are developed already, your identity can be redefined. And how? Look at this picture. I was in, well, the educational system of Colombia is a little different, but 2 more years and I would go to college, basically. Okay? And this guy right there to my left is José Manuel Páez. He moved to the city. He was a country boy. He moved to the city, entered my school, and he happened to be a Christian. And he became a very good friend of mine. Just because he was also very introvert, he was not interested in soccer, he was not interested in girls, he just wanted to study and have friends. So we became very good friends, and along that friendship, this guy invited me to a Church of the Nazarene in Colombia. And even though I did not take him seriously for many years, along the way, let's go to the next, we really developed a friendship that brought me not only to the church, but it brought me to Christ. Thanks to his friendship, thanks to his insistence, I was able to know the Lord. I was able to understand that there is a way for me, and that redefined my identity. So, in spite of all the past, my worldview, the way in which I interact with the world, the way as I understand myself as a Colombian, as a man, as a human being, changed just because I knew that there was a God. And he was able to do something. Has that happened to you? I guess yes, right? I guess yes. So what is the whole point with this? To understand that identity is something that is in the making. This is me today, this is I. And who I am right now, well, I'm a happy man. I am learning so much. I am able to speak to you guys in a language that I was not able to speak 10 years ago. But all of those things are interesting. Let's go to the next. Along the way, you happen to meet some people who join you in the way, you know? And your identity becomes also changed, not because you destroy who you are, but because you start sharing who you are with someone else. And then those two people become one, and you form some kind of identity mess that is more powerful than what it was before when you were separated. So your ways go together, and your identity is still on the making. So this obviously makes me wonder, what will happen with my identity in the future? Who will I become? What is my upcoming identity? Maybe I have the hope that my puberty will end and I will finally have a real beard, right? But if that doesn't happen, something's for sure is that we will grow old. We will grow old. And that will also bring along with it new experiences, new people, new friends, maybe new conflicts. But along the way, we will become better people. And that is my hope. That is really my hope, that as I go through this earth, I can remember that being a Colombian, being a human being, is something significant. But it depends on me, and it depends on how I look at life to make it really relevant, not only for me and the ones I love, but also for those people around. You know, most likely, this will be the very last time I'm speaking in chapel at this seminary as a student. I'll be graduating in March, and I am very eager to go and explore the world. But that also means that maybe many of you, we will not see each other for years, or who knows, maybe even for life. But I hope, and this is really my hope, that along these years of interaction, we were able to shape each other, and that we will have good memories, that we will be able to say that God is working on us, and that our identities in Him will find a sense. Let me finish with this. This is a story from the Bible, because if you don't use the Bible, maybe you will feel like this is not a sermon, right? And Matthew 16:13-19 says, "Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, 'Who do people say that the Son of Man is?' And they said, 'Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.' He said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' Simon Peter replied, 'You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.' And Jesus answered him, 'Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.'" Amen. Now, why this story? It seems like Jesus is also having an identity crisis, apparently. And He's asking people, "Who are people saying that I am? Who do they say I am?" He asked the disciples. And Peter says, "Well, they say that you are maybe one of the prophets. Maybe you are a prophet reincarnated." "And who do you think I am?" He asked the disciples directly. And Peter says, "Well, I think you are the Son of God." And then the verse is overflowing with blessings. It is Jesus happy and excited and saying, "Right on spot, Peter. You got it right. You got A+. That's who I am." Now, why is this interesting? Because in my personal story of life, in my years in Colombia and in the years that I've been traveling in different places, the one thing that really, really defined my identity was the moment when I understood who He is. When for one point, I stopped asking, "Who am I?" I stopped worrying about who am I or who will I be. I left that behind. And I focus, who are you? Who is Jesus? Are you the Son of Man? Are you the God incarnated? Are you the one who can change my heart? If so, please do it. The moment when I shifted focus from my own life, my context, and the things that I could not choose to Him, that was the point that changed my life. And I think it was the same with Peter. And I think it is the same with each one of us. If you leave your identity as a secondary topic and focus on understanding the identity of Jesus Christ as God with you, as your Savior, as the one who helps you and walks along with you, then everything will make sense. And that's what I believe, and that's what I'm here today. And that is also what I wanted to share with you guys.